This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I would say this for TJ Watt. A couple of things. And this is not with any firm knowledge background. But one, he's in a contract here. Plainly due for an upgrade. Doesn't have it yet. Two, I would fairly tell you TJ Watt probably is getting a little sick of waiting on the quarterback question as well. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers. Do you want to play here or do you not? Cam Hayward, who then proceeded to try to walk that back several times when he said, you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler or you don't. I don't need to make more of a pitch. That opinion, from everything I've been told, is not solely to Cam Hayward. There are other people, certainly in the organization, in the locker room, who are just going like, what are we doing? We're back for off-season workouts in, 10 days. We're coming up on the draft. What is the plan?
That's Tom Pelissero. He was filling in for Rich Eisen on the Rich Eisen Show, speculating as to why TJ Watt is miffed about the contract negotiations. Ian Rappaport says he thinks things aren't going well between the Steelers and TJ Watt. Our very own Mark Caballi tweeted out the same thing. But now Tom Pelissero takes it one step further and speculates that it might not be about just the money, but also Aaron Rodgers. And my opinion is crystal clear on this. If you want to be a Pittsburgh Steeler, TJ Watt, and they're going to pay you commensurate with your abilities, and they're going to pay you pretty much what Myles Garrett is getting paid or Max Crosby, somewhere in that realm. Who gives a rat's ass who the quarterback is? I mean, honestly. And this is a guy who campaigned last year for Russell Wilson. So what? You are irritated that things are dragging out with Aaron Rodgers? Tough. Do you want $40 million or do you not want $40 million? To me, that isn't a legitimate sticking point. What, you were going to sign on the dotted line if it was Justin Fields? You were going to sign if it were Russell Wilson, and now you won't? Or you're perturbed because it could be Aaron Rodgers? It doesn't make much sense to me, Doran.
Well, I think it's exactly probably what we were talking about yesterday. I don't think it has to do with Aaron Rodgers, but the hold up with Aaron Rodgers is holding TJ up, so now there's animosity towards Aaron Rodgers. I think the situation is, like, we have to wait for Aaron Rodgers and see what that deal is going to be, and then we'll get yours done. So now it's like, okay, this guy is holding up my money. The Steelers are holding up my money for this guy, for Aaron Rodgers. So I think that the animosity is not really the quarterback and who it is. It's more of, we're waiting on Aaron Rodgers instead of paying you, TJ, who is our Hall of Famer rush end, who is our guy that we drafted that has been here for how many years. So in TJ's mind, he's not number one anymore, priority. And that's going to make him upset, which maybe it should in a way. But Aaron Rodgers is priority number one right now, and that would make somebody upset that has been here and has sacrificed, hasn't won a playoff game, goes out there injured, does the things that he does and gets defensive player of the year stuff. That would make somebody upset. Sure. I don't think it's Aaron Rodgers, though.
If he views Aaron Rodgers as priority number one, then yeah, I could see why that would bother him. You make a good point, a reasonable case for why it might irritate TJ Watt. My rudimentary understanding of the NFL salary cap tells me that one thing doesn't need to be linked to the other. Like, Watt's contract extension wouldn't even come into play until not this year, but next year. He'd still play on this current deal, and he'd get a nice signing bonus, yada, yada. And Aaron Rodgers' deal wouldn't carry over beyond this year.
It might not be the money. It might be just the timing of it, because the priority of, like, all right, hey, TJ, we need a quarterback first. So we need to get this done, and then we'll get you done. Like, you're going to be here. We know that you're going to be on the team. We're going to get you done. But, and TJ, like, no, I want done now. Like, everybody else that is at my position that has gotten paid this year is already paid.
So that much I totally agree with.
I don't know if it's necessarily, like, the money, the financials, but I think it's more of, like,
the order priority of operations.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he's pissed.
Yeah.
He's like, I should be already done.
Yeah.
If I'm going to be here, and you guys have, and we've been working together, and I've been doing this for how many years, I should have been done, and then you should find your quarterback.
Well, he's got a point on that one, then. He absolutely has a point on that one. We touched on that briefly yesterday, Doran. You're right. Myles Garrett requested a trade, destroyed the franchise with his statement. Basically said, you can't win here, and I want out. And then they wind up paying him anyhow. Max Crosby, who's a hell of a football player, and may well grow into being better than TJ Watt, but I don't think he's better than TJ Watt. That guy got paid.
So, and what it, those two, they got paid before that those teams found their quarterback, too. Max Crosby was the first thing done, and then they got Geno Smith in Vegas. Myles Garrett was the first thing done, and then they got traded for Kenny Pickett and tried to figure their quarterback situation out. Like, everybody that's gotten paid got paid first over every other player.
You're right about that.
Over every other player. I mean, DK Metcalf getting traded and getting a new contract, that probably irks him too. TJ, like, why didn't I get done?
He's making $150 million. You're going to pay Aaron Rodgers somewhere between 25 and 35. And maybe the money's not the important part, but that's a lot of dollars that's being tossed around. And I, from TJ's perspective, I'm going to cost a lot of dollars. Why wouldn't I be first? From a business standpoint, it makes all the sense in the world, too, for him to have been first. And to try to get it done before Myles Garrett. To try to get it done before Max Crosby. Because you want to pay TJ less than those guys, and he would have been the highest paid dude for a day
for
or
a
two,
day, yeah,
right? But then also to make the Browns in particular have to pay Myles Garrett more,
yep,
than TJ Watt.
Yep.
So yeah, I could, all right, hearing what you have to say, I could see why TJ would have his feathers ruffled a little bit. Like, really? You're going to prioritize Aaron Rodgers? Really, you're going to prioritize DK Metcalf? Really? Other edge rushers around the NFL are making a pretty penny, and I'm better than those guys, and I haven't been paid? The hell's going on here?
Right.
I think it's ultimately going to get worked out. I mean, Jeff Hathorn was on with us yesterday. He put it at 100% that it's going to get worked out before the start of probably training camp. Mark Caballi feels the same way, that it's going to get done. But it didn't have to get like this.
No.
And it just goes to show you that they don't have all their ducks in a row and everything figured out. Like, you shouldn't be. If you value TJ Watt the way that they purportedly value him, because Art Rooney II has said this, Omar Khan has said this, then you can't just have it be words. You got to do it with your actions.
Well, I mean, if you're TJ, and just think about what you just said. Like, if you're TJ, it's like, why is it taking this long? Like, you know what my market is.
Right.
Like,
shouldn't it be easy?
Right. It should be very easy. Like, if you want me to be that one helmet guy that you say, why is it taking this long? Like, why are we going every single day, every single week, every single month, and I don't have a contract yet? If you want me that bad, and you regard me as one of, you know, a one helmet guy of the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I go and perform every year.
It's pretty simple, right? Give me $1 more than Myles Garrett, yeah, and it's over.
Mm-hmm.
It's done. Now, I would not do it. And we've talked about this before, and now it's coming back up. I mean, right at the beginning of the offseason, this was one of the major topics. I would not pay TJ Watt and make him the highest paid defender in the NFL. That, and don't misconstrue that, people, to mean that I don't think he's worth it. He's earned that.
Mm-hmm.
The same way Myles Garrett has earned that. The same way Max Crosby has earned that. But this is a guy who's north of 30 years old, who the last 2 years has not been healthy, who has unfortunately not come up big in some of the bigger games they've played the last few years. I can't give an aging superstar $40 million unless he's a quarterback. I just can't do it.
Yeah.
I think that's a misallocation of resources, and I do think that TJ Watt would be a good trade chip. And you're not going to win a Super Bowl this year with this guy. And if you've got a rookie quarterback next year, if you draft one, or if you draft one this year and that guy's playing for you next year, you're probably not going to win the Super Bowl. A rookie's never won it. We've seen second-year quarterbacks do it before. Patrick Mahomes got there, or got to the AFC Championship. Ben Roethlisberger got to the AFC Championship. Like, we've seen second-year quarterbacks have success. I guess Ben won it. He got to the AFC Championship his rookie year.
Russ?
Yeah. I'd have to go back and think about Russ. Yeah. I think you're right about that.
13.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
Second year, yeah.
So it's not like it's impossible, but it's unlikely. What's TJ going to look like in 3 years? He hasn't been able to stay healthy the last 2 years. And that's not his fault. That's not a criticism. That's just a fact.
Mm-hmm.
I can't pay the guy. I can't pay him for what he's done. You always want to be paying people for what they've done, but also what you think they can do and what they can grow into. You're not going to see TJ Watt get 21 and a half sacks again. And he doesn't need to do that to be a great player and a useful player, but it's been diminishing returns on him. And you're going to pay him more than you've ever paid him to not be the player who was one of the best in the history of the game.
I mean, it's a business, and I feel like the Steelers do business sometimes, and sometimes they roll with their pride, and I think it's that this is that situation of pride, of like having a one-helmet guy, wanting a guy to be a Steeler forever. It would be hard for me, and this is kind of where like I sit on this situation, it'd be hard for me to, like you say, an aging player commanding that much money, but knowing that if I could get a king's ransom for him, which I saw some other people out
there
say.
I want to get into that coming up next.
We'll get into that.
Yeah.
But if I think that I can get a king's ransom, like, I have to do that. Like, I mean,
it's the logo, man. You got to do what's best for the franchise.
Right.
And it ain't like Rod Woodson played his whole career here.
Right.
Franco Harris didn't, and they regretted that one, and I think those are different circumstances. TJ Watt, from a legend status, would fit more with Franco because of how good TJ Watt has been for them. But you have to do what's best for your franchise. And if you could get, like you said, a king's ransom, that's what would be best for the franchise. 412-928-9370. Would you trade TJ Watt? 412-928-9370. Would you make him the highest paid defensive player in the NFL? I'll throw the number out one more time at 412-928-9370. Here's a text I want to get to before we get into some of the rumored returns in a potential TJ Watt trade. What happened to being a team player? Highest paid D's led to zero postseason wins. All crybabies. Just play out your contract. That's not the way it works.
No, it's a business, bro. Like, it's a business.
I mean, think about Sidney Crosby. They didn't have him play out his contract. You have 1 year left on the deal, and then you sign him. Think about the way that they do it with Tomlin. I mean, it's gone back and forth 2 years and 3 years, and or 2 years and 1 year left on the deal when they extend him. But that's business. That's business. That's the way this all works. You're not going to wait until the guy's contract is up to negotiate the next contract. That's just, agree or disagree, that's just not the way it works. And that's not just a Steelers thing. That's all the way across the NFL. All right, should the Steelers trade Watt? Would you make him the highest paid defensive player in football? 412-928-9370.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply. Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
Good morning show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. TJ Watt wants a contract. He's posting Instagram pictures where people think he's sending a message. Ian Rappaport thinks that. Tom Pelissero thinks that. Mark Caboli, who usually is in a tinfoil hat wearing guy, he thinks that. So should the Steelers pay TJ Watt $40 million? Or should the Steelers trade him? 412-928-9370. People texting in that he's not worth being the highest paid defensive player in football. See, I'll disagree with that. He's next up. And when you're next up, even if you're not the best defensive player in football, I still think arguably he is, but even if you're not, you're going to be paid that way. There are 12 quarterbacks being paid more money than Patrick Mahomes. There's not a single quarterback in the NFL that any general manager would take over Patrick Mahomes. But there are 12 guys being paid more money than him. Why? Because they've all been next up at the bargaining table. Like Dak Prescott was next up, so he got $60 million. Before that, it was Trevor Lawrence, 55. It was Jordan Love at 55. It was
Lamar. It was
all those guys. Yeah. Justin Herbert making more than him. Yeah. Kyler Murray making more than Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the next one's the one that gets paid. So TJ Watt's deserving of the money, in my opinion. I just wouldn't do it if I were the Steelers, because he ain't getting any younger. But what would you do? 412-928-9370. And we'll tell you what a couple of locked-in people think he'd be worth on the trade market in a minute or two here. But let's go to Lloyd. That always makes me think of Entourage. You never saw Entourage.
No.
There's an assistant named Lloyd.
Oh, okay.
And he'll always go, Lloyd!
Lloyd.
Makes me laugh every time. Lloyd and Plum, hello.
Hey, John Runtra.
What?
John Runtra.
All right, Lloyd. Have a good one, buddy.
Lloyd sounded like he had a long night.
Or a good morning.
Or a good morning.
Hope Lloyd's all right out there.
John, I don't even want to say it because who knows what it means.
I don't know what he's talking
yeah,
about.
Me either.
But I hope, Lloyd, you have a wonderful day, and I mean that sincerely. 412-928-9370. Also, great job screening the calls there, Gallus. You can text us. Maybe Lloyd will text us at 412-928-9370. Text lines brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. So Steve Palazzolo of the 33rd team was on with the PM guys yesterday. He said he thinks TJ Watt would fetch a third-round pick. A third. Mark Caboli thinks that TJ Watt would fetch no more than just a second-round pick. And I'm confused by this because Khalil Mack a few years ago got a couple of first-round picks going back the other way in a deal. Now, he was younger, and he was really, really good, but you'd think TJ would be able to get at least a first-round pick.
At least, right?
At least a first-round pick. And then I look at the trade deadline last year, and this is apples to meatloaf here. This isn't apples to apples, but the Lions, they lost Aiden Hutchinson, and so they needed to beef up their pass rush. So they acquired Za'Darius Smith from the Browns, and the Lions gave a fifth-round pick and a sixth-round pick for Za'Darius Smith. Now, again, Smith and Watt are not created equal, but a third-round pick, while different from a fifth and a sixth, ain't that different than a fifth and a sixth. Come on now.
Yeah.
A third-round pick for TJ Watt?
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so.
I don't think we factor in the desperation factor. There's a team or two out there that thinks they're a pass rusher away from winning the championship.
Buffalo.
Buffalo would be one. Absolutely. Like, I think about what the Eagles did, and they did it with largely pressure up the middle, right? But it was with a pass rush harassing the hell out of Patrick Mahomes. So there's a path. That is the blueprint. I think a lot of teams in the NFL look at that as the blueprint. You don't think TJ Watt helps your pass rush? If you are right there.
Yeah, you're really close.
Why would you not give up a first-round pick for a guy who profiles to, at least this year, get 15-ish sacks? So I trust Caboli. He's tapped in. I think Steve Palazzolo is really good at his job, too. I don't really understand that.
I mean, would you look at it like this? Like, if that was what TJ Watt is fetching, like, how could you justify paying him, then? I don't know if that makes sense, but like, how
makes
could you,
a ton of sense.
If that's what the gist is around the league, if we're only getting a third-round pick, that's what people are telling you about TJ Watt, that they think his worth is for their team. If that's the case, I don't know if you... I mean, they're going to pay him. We know that. That's kind of how they do business. Don't know when, but they're probably going to. But I don't know if you could justify it if that is what the asking price would be coming back, or the ask would be coming back.
It's a great point. I mean, you sit down and you're Omar Khan and you're negotiating with TJ Watt, and you say, hey, man, like, we shop you. I don't know if you would say that,
right?
But you could use that as leverage. Hey, I mean, all you're worth out there is a third-round pick. That's what people said they'd pay for you. We can't justify paying $40 million to a guy who's only going to fetch a second or a third-round pick. It's a good point. But the rumor for Garrett was that the Browns, if they were going to move him, it was going to be multiple firsts.
And yeah, so like how...
I look at Myles Garrett, I look at TJ Watt, and I think TJ's better. I think people are split around the league, but they're right. They're neck and neck.
Yes.
They're neck and neck. If Myles Garrett would fetch that kind of return, then why would TJ Watt? Now, here's the thing. If it is a second or a third, I don't make that deal.
No.
I'm going to sign TJ, and I'm going to sell jerseys, and I'm going to cheer that guy on because he's a joy to watch and he's a great guy. But, I mean, I'm not getting bang for my buck if I'm giving that guy up for a second or a third.
Yeah, no way.
I would do it for one first, though. This year or next year's, I would trade him for that. Because I don't think you're winning with that guy these next 3 years. So I might as well try to get younger pieces that I could win with.
I don't know if first is enough either.
One and a two?
One and a two, yeah. I would do it.
Bong and a blintz?
Yep. I would do it. One
smoking
two.
A pancake?
Smoking a pancake.
What a movie. One of the all-timers. Probably watched that when I was way too young.
The gold member?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Foxy Cleopatra was hot.
Those people's cookie on the third floor. What are they cooking? That plus crap.
There are two things I can't stand. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch. Would you trade TJ Watt for a second or a third round pick? I think the answer for most Steelers fans will be no, but we'll hear you out on it. 412-928-9370. You could also tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Take your calls, texts, and tweets on this coming up next. We have an explanation for the guy who sounded drunk who called in, Lloyd, in the previous segment. We'll tell you what happened with him. Yeah, people texting in that Lloyd was talking about John Renstra, the old offensive guard for the Steelers from the 1980s from Nebraska. That much we gathered. It was just the why.
Yes.
It was the why.
Why John Renesca?
And then our guy, you know, he might have had a few pops, which we ain't judging. You know, people work a long night. They work overnight. They have a few beers. I get it. But didn't see how it was applicable.
Mm-mm.
But you can tell us why you think it may or may not have been at 412-928-9370. So, TJ Watt not exactly thrilled how things are going with his contract negotiations. And then you have credible people like Mark Caboli and Steve Palazzolo saying that Steelers probably wouldn't be able to fetch all that much in a deal. And I don't really understand that. You know, people on the text line are saying, oh, he didn't perform down the stretch, didn't have sacks in the last however many games. And yeah, that's true. Neither did Myles Garrett when he won the Defensive Player of the Year award. Like, he went the last 7 or 8 games of the season 2 years ago when he won the DPOY, and he didn't do jack bleep.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much that award was handed to him mid-season. People are going to look at a guy like TJ Watt, who when healthy consistently is a double-digit sack guy, and I think that they're going to want him. And yeah, I don't want the Steelers to pay him $40 million, but that's because the Steelers aren't right on the cusp of winning a championship. But another team giving up a first-round pick and paying $40 million, if they think it could bring him a championship, you do that in a heartbeat.
Yes.
That's the difference. Like, I'm not speaking out of both sides of my mouth here. I've been accused of this on the text line. You're saying don't do it, but that other team should want to do it. Well, yeah, they're in different positions. They're not the same. Just like I don't want the Steelers to draft a running back in the first round, but if I were close to a championship and I felt like I was an Amarian Hampton or an Ashton Gentry away from winning the thing, I would take that guy in round one.
Mm-hmm.
Every franchise is in a different spot, and the Steelers haven't been close to contention with TJ. So why would I not at least test the market and see what I can get for that guy, because I'm not winning without him either.
Is there a majority of...
Temple, not Nebraska, sorry.
Steelers fans that are out on TJ Watt now, I feel like that a lot of people are upset. Like, this has perturbed them. Like, this picture, this situation, everywhere I look, it's like, get rid of him, trade him. Like, he's not worth it. Not saying that, you know, we're saying that. We're saying that with actual football things, but I feel like a lot of people are out on TJ Watt.
A lot of people, and again, this is anecdotal, but on the text line, think that he's causing a stink and they don't like that. I mean, there were a lot of people who didn't like when he was doing the hold in before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Hines Ward, when he held out, people don't like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the words that I'm reading here on the text line, and we're talking about a lot of people writing this, are entitled, spoiled. Look, you can't draw analogies between your life and these guys' lives. You just can't. A couple people text in, well, we're middle class or hardworking people, blue collar people, and this is a millionaire athlete, and he just seems entitled. Look, you can't draw an analogy to your life. Like, TJ Watt ain't like me. He ain't like these people out there. He just ain't. This is business.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're trying to put yourself in his shoes, if you think you're the best at what you do in whatever field, and you have an opportunity to make money and be compensated as the best in the field, you're going to try to do that. And there's the whole TJV Myles Garrett thing. TJ doesn't like that guy. That guy doesn't like TJ. TJ wants to get one over on him. I think we can all understand being vindictive.
Yeah.
I think everybody's got that emotion. Somebody you don't like is getting compensated the way you feel like you should be compensated. That's where the analogy would be. But it's obviously on a much larger scale because, yeah, TJ Watt's angling to make $40 million a season.
Well, I mean, it's one thing to think of yourself in a high regard, thinking that you're the best, and everybody thinks that they're the best at what they do. But it's another thing whenever, you know, the people that you're working for tell you you're the best, but don't prove it.
They don't show you.
They don't show you, right? Like, I mean, and then you have a team and an organization who has done so much wrong and can barely have a winning season in the last 30, 40 years, pay the guy that is just as good or maybe in your mind a little bit less than what you are. They pay him. Like, they got that right. But why can't get paid? I can't get paid in a timely manner. Why do I have to wait till training camp?
Right. I think there's nuance here. It's okay to not want the Steelers to pay TJ Watt $40 million a season. It is also in your same little brain, and I got a tiny pea brain, it's okay for me to compartmentalize and for me to also understand that TJ Watt's not a bad guy for wanting that money.
Yeah.
Like, there's no bad guy here. You know, the Steelers, I'll disagree with the way they've gone about it. First and foremost, I'd have traded him. But if you want him, do it earlier. Like, I can disagree with the way that they've gone about this while also understanding TJ Watt makes a lot of sense that he'd want to be the highest paid guy in football. And I can understand why Steelers fans, some of them at least, don't want him to be around and they'd rather trade him. 412-928-9370. And this is a topic nationally. Hey, we got whatever this new morning show is on ESPN up, and that's the conversation that they're having. Should the Steelers consider trading TJ Watt? I'm sure they'll do it on First Take today. Like, it's not just a local story. It's a national story.
You only consider trading him. I don't even know if they would even get there. That might be just be us telling stories and us in the media kind of just putting this out there. But you only consider trading him if you can get a significant amount back.
I agree with that.
Like, the highest of the highest. Like, you got to get a first and a first or a first and a second. Maybe a first and a third, but that's it. Like, it can't just be a third round pick for TJ Watt. Like, I mean, I still think he's really good. I think he's worth the money because of his market and where he's at and where his, you know, his guys that are at his position are getting paid. I think he's worth that. I mean, whenever he's not in the lineup, you do lose games. When he's in the lineup, you have a better chance of winning. Like, he's
their record without him is really bad.
It's really bad. Like, he's the significant piece to your team. He's the number one significant piece to your team.
You know how I look at it, honestly, if I want to draw an analogy here, a sports analogy? When you are a really bad baseball team, you don't need a closer. Like, the Pirates 2 years ago had one of the best relief pitchers in all of baseball in David Bednar, a two-time All-Star, and the talk was, do you trade him or do you not trade him? And they, because they have him under years of control, they decided, hey, we're not going to trade him. But it's lipstick on a pig. Okay, he's going to get 30 saves for you. So what? You're still going to be one of the worst teams in football. The Steelers aren't quite there. They're not a bad football team. They're a slightly above average football team because they've made the playoffs in each of the last 2 years. They're a slightly above average football team. Do you need to pay $40 million to an elite edge rusher when you haven't been competitive in a playoff game for 8 years and you don't figure to be competitive and Super Bowl worthy in each of the next few years? I don't think you need to pay that. But if I'm the Yankees, I would try to trade for a David Bednar, and then I'd pay him a whole bunch of money because maybe, and this is a couple of years ago, not this version of Bednar. If I'm the Yankees, I'd try to trade for an all-star closer because he could be the difference between me winning a World Series and not.
Right.
If I'm the Bills, just again, to use them as an example, I might be an elite edge rusher away from holding the Lombardi Trophy.
The Steelers are not going to look themselves in the mirror to think that they're not close. Like, that's the thing. Like, their pride would be hurt too much to think that we would trade TJ Watt to a team that thinks that they're close and actually is really close, and for us to sit here and look at ourselves in the mirror and to say that we're not close. Like, the Steelers would never do that.
No. Which
that's
is
too
why
much pride.
Which is why, like,
bad business.
It's bad business. Like, now looking at it through their standpoint, we think we can contend. Okay, then you should have got this done with TJ Watt like a month plus ago. Like, you should have got it done.
But we need our quarterback
before Max.
So let me play devil's advocate. We need our quarterback first. We need to figure that out.
Do it both at the same time. They can get it both done because I don't think their caps are going to overlap. And I realize it's a time element. And now the Steelers are doing their due diligence and more on quarterback and all that factors in, and that's the priority. Could have got TJ done initially and then move it on to quarterback.
Yep.
Because clearly they didn't give a rat's ass about Justin Fields or Russell Wilson to begin with. It's always been Aaron Rodgers, and it ain't got done. You could have got TJ Watt done. Would you trade TJ Watt? 412-928-9370. Fan Morning Show Twitter poll brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement. TrustPJ.com. I do think you're right, though. Like, you're not just throwing the baby out with the bathwater. It's not just, we'll take anything just so we can make sure we don't got to pay this guy $40 million. No, if all you can get is a second, if all you get is a third, obviously you hang on to TJ Watt. But I think you get more, and I think they should try. 412-928-9370. You can weigh in on the fan hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Coming up next, Terry Bradshaw is a lifesaver. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. In about 10 minutes, Shador Sanders met with the Steelers yesterday and then immediately went on record with Kay Adams to tell us how it went. The audio is garbage, so we'll just tell you what he said. That's coming up next. We'll take some calls on TJ Watt in a second here, but did you see the Terry Bradshaw story?
I did not.
No. Oh my God. Callis, have you seen this? This is incredible. This is where you answer the question.
Oh, you want me to talk? Okay. No, I haven't seen it.
Okay, very good. Terry Bradshaw, ripe old age of 76. Just a reminder, not a young man, Terry Bradshaw, and he's been battling health issues the last few years. So this from KDKA-TV, NFL legend Terry Bradshaw saved the day for a group of travelers trapped on a plane at Pittsburgh International Airport. The door on Bradshaw's plane was stuck for close to half an hour before Bradshaw helped to force it open, according to a passenger we spoke with. Then I did some more reading on it. Bradshaw basically single-handedly busted this door open.
What?
At 76 years old, dude, he's got grandpa strength.
Oh, my goodness. Wonder if he used the shoulder. What did he use? Lift the lever? Like,
I think he just...
Were they on the ground?
They were on the ground.
I mean, obviously they were, but like... like, did they have, like, the steps they had to like, walk down, or were they, like, at the, like, terminal type thing?
I don't have all the details.
Okay, I didn't, like, I need to see, like, what's going on.
I just imagine Terry Bradshaw, just, yeah, who is he, Tom Cruise?
Right.
Bust through the door, whoa, flying through the air.
Skydiving.
I just imagine Bradshaw at the tail end of the plane by the lavatory, sprint full speed, all the way down the middle aisle, and just blast into this thing and open the door. How about Terry?
In Pittsburgh, too.
In Pittsburgh.
So people knew who he was.
He was here for the Mel Blunt thing.
Okay.
Oh, can you imagine if you saw that?
I mean, that'd be unbelievable.
Well, you wouldn't.
How's there not a video?
You wouldn't have seen it. There might be at some point a video that surfaces. You'd have to think there'll be a video.
Oh, yeah.
You would need Bradshaw, though. You would just bust the door open yourself.
Yeah, I'd help him.
Yeah. Where are we as a society when the best option to open up a plane door is the 76-year-old man?
Quarterback. Former quarterback.
You never get rid of that strength fully, though. Like you, I mean,
no.
Because he was in good shape back in the day, Mr. Bradshaw. And clearly that enough of that sticks around.
Yeah. I mean,
he ain't breaking hips or nothing trying to knock this door down.
Nah, he's strong still.
Damn, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's impressive as hell.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be video. Someone's got to text. Someone's got to know. 412-928-9370.
Got to be a video.
In the meantime, before we get into the Shador Sanders talk at the top of the hour, we got some people who want to weigh in on the TJ Watt conversation. Mike in South Point, hello.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, guys. Listen to you every morning.
Hey, thank
you. My point of view on this is you let him finish out his contract. Let him earn his next contract. And if not, let him go free agency and see what he gets.
See, Mike, they're going to do that, It looks like they'll do that with George Pickens, but they're not going to do that for T.J. Watt. They value him differently, and as they should. I mean, T.J. Watt is and has been a better player, significantly so, than George Pickens. And if you think it's a good idea to give a guy a contract extension, unless you're the Cincinnati Bengals, you don't wait until his contract is up to get the business done.
Right.
It's just not the way it goes. And I used Sidney Crosby as an example before, and you know, Sid's won 3 championships. TJ hasn't won a playoff game. That's not what I'm saying. But with Sid, it wasn't, oh, go test free agency, and then we'll see if you want to come back here. No, that's bad business if you want to keep the play. It's really bad business.
Yes.
But thank you for listening, Mike. One more?
Sure.
Ryan in Carnegie, hello.
Hey, guys. Want to play a quick game with you, if you don't mind. A little would you rather, and just run a couple names down here for you.
Foxy Cleopatra.
T.J. Watt, Micah Parsons.
Who's better?
Yeah. Who would you rather have on the team right now?
Right now? Parsons, right?
Parsons.
Yeah.
Myles Garrett.
What?
Bosa. Either of them.
What?
What?
Sauce Gardner.
What? What?
Max Crosby.
Crosby.
Crosby, yes.
Youth.
Chris Jones.
Ooh. What?
Oof. Oof. What?
Aiden Hutchinson.
Hutchinson.
What?
And last one.
Oh!
Last one. What? last one, Quentin Williams.
What?
Yeah.
So I guess you pay him then, right? If you can go down the list of the other top 10 players in the league and you consistently say what, then we go that way.
No, well, all right, Ryan, you think you make a point, but, I mean, we've already addressed that. And I did so, I thought, eloquently with my David Bednar analogy. I think because we value the player that Watt is, then you should be able to get a substantial return for TJ Watt. Mm-hmm. And also, he would mean more from a competitive standpoint elsewhere than he would in Pittsburgh. Watt's been better than he is right now for half a decade, and they ain't won crap. They haven't won a playoff game. Nope. They haven't been competitive in a playoff game. So if you ain't won with him, and I think he's that good, then you should be able to get a lot for him in a trade. I don't think it's that hard to figure out. Like, caller thinks he's painting us into a box. No. He's a great player. He's a future Hall of Famer that they've won nothing with, and they're going to win nothing with. So why not try to maximize what he could bring to you in a trade?
Yes. I mean, I'm paying him unless I can get something that's better.
And there's like also just, that.
Like if I can get and make my team younger and get picks for him, high picks, I would probably do that. But if not, if it's not high picks and it's kind of mediocre, I'm going to pay him.
Right, because the value of keeping a TJ Watt instead of getting a third-round pick, I mean, right. I don't think it takes a genius to figure all that out.